flags. Put the flag, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Good evening, everyone. Selectmen's meeting, Monday, March 12th, 7 o'clock. Open with roll call, Mr. Komisar.
Here.
Mrs. Young.
Here.
Mr. Dan.
Here.
Mr. Wildberry.
Here.
Carlton Roby and Andrea Hansen, recording secretary. Good evening, everyone. First on our public agenda is to review our minutes from February 26th. Our last selectmen's meeting.
I'll move to accept as published.
I'll second.
Any discussion on the minutes as presented? None being, I'll call for a vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Minutes accepted as presented. No, I think we'll just go along right here. Why?
I just figure we'll get the Boston Post King right off the bat.
All right, Mr. Library seems to want to move forward with our agenda, and we will do the Boston Post King for Reginald Henshaw this evening. Mrs. Richter, you have the cane?
Do you have the form?
Certificate?
Yes.
Andrea has the certificate.
We have two. We just need the board to sign.
That we will have to sign.
And for those of you not aware,
the Boston Post Cane is distributed to the eldest
All right.
member of our community. Mr. Henshaw is receiving that honor this evening.
Everybody read the paper today. There's a man in Londonderry that got the Boston Post Cane. Oh. And he's only 89.
Oh, a youngins.
Reggie has turned over in the 90s session.
Mark, so, I'm going to present it to him. Can you get a picture?
As you probably know, the Boston Post Cane was given out years ago. And it was come and gone, come and gone. And the Historical Society tried to bring it back to life, which they did. And we had this replica of the Boston Post Cane, which is yours. The original one is out there in the back. So enjoy this with Will.
I will.
And I think the selectmen have a certificate for you to use also.
All right, sis, thank you so much.
It's not gold, but...
I'll no doubt need this now, so...
If that's the case, you've got to give it back. When you reach 100, we'll give it back to you so you can use it.
Please sign up.
Yeah.
We'll leave them with three signatures.
Okay. Sis, how many towns still have their original cane?
I think they said there's still quite, almost 500 still around.
Wow.
But they're mostly in glass cases.
Wow.
Because people crashed them and sold them for gold and did everything.
Too. Jeez.
And we have our own original, thank goodness.
Yeah. It's always neat to see that up there.
Sue's still trying to figure out how to spell her name.
Susan Price, that's why. Oops,
Mr. Henshaw, these certificates have three signatures, and Mr. Lalberry, Mr. Dan, and Mrs. Young signed them. And I think one of them will be presented to you. Is that correct, Andrea?
Yes, yeah. he gets one.
And Mr. Komisar, knowing that you and Mr. Komisar are acquaintances, I will wish that he would speak with you, please. Mr. Komisar, could you stand up with Reggie, please?
Yeah, I'd like to just read a couple things about Reg, if
Very
I could,
good.
For a minute. Reginald F. Henshaw was born May 20th, 1923, in Ilkeston, England. He served honorably in World War II. In 1947, he came to Pawtucket, Rhode Island to manage the bakery owned by his aunt and uncle. Reggie started beekeeping in 1972. He's a member of the Pawtuckaway Beekeepers Association and the New Hampshire Beekeepers Association. Reggie has been a Freemason since 1949. Many of you know Reg from the Sunday morning breakfast and the many special meals that he's been part of. Reggie has been a Candia resident since 1986. Having been friends with Reggie for more than 10 years, I can tell you he's an outstanding citizen and one of the kindest and most generous people that I've ever known. As well as beekeeping, Reggie is an avid gardener. He grows vegetables, fruits, and berries on his homestead property. Having grown up in the Depression and going through the food shortages during the war years, gardening was a means of survival for the people of England. Reggie has a great love of gardening and has been a great source of agricultural knowledge to the community. And thank you for that, Reg. Living to almost 95 years is not a coincidence. Reggie makes a conscious effort to live a healthy lifestyle, consuming a variety of fruits and vegetables each day, as well as consuming a couple tablespoons of his honey. So it is with great pleasure that on behalf of the Board of Selectmen, I present the Boston Cane, the Boston Post Cane, to Reginald F. Henshaw, the longest lived resident in the town of Candia.
Thank you so much.
Hey, wait,
photo op.
Let's get Scott in there.
Over here, please.
Good, nice. Congratulations, sir. Considering we're jumping around here, I see I had a note this morning from Mr. Thing, moderator for the town elections tomorrow, that would like to speak to the selectmen and the members of the audience. So, Clark, if you would, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just very briefly, I forwarded a memorandum to Selectman Lalberti earlier this week. All the moderators across the state were advised on March 6th, that they have absolutely no authority whatsoever to postpone town meetings. And that's now the Attorney General's also agreeing with the Secretary of State. You may recall last year they had differing views. So the law has not changed. It's just the legislature's position on the law. So I've been fielding questions since Saturday night about whether or not I'm going to postpone the elections. I've posted on social media, the town website as well, saying we are go for tomorrow. So I'm simply here to answer any questions that there might be, to resolve any confusion. I'm not going to take a position in the legislature like I'm talking to last year from the governor. So I'm going to be a good boy this year. No kerfuffles this year is what I was told. So, is there any questions I might answer for the board or anybody who's here in attendance today?
Is there a way that we can change that going forward as far as maybe the town adopting the ability to do that?
Well, the legislative power of the state is going to overrule what the town has to do. Actually, what the moderators are doing tomorrow, there's two actions that they're taking. The first one is they're handing out the phone number to the Secretary of State's office to anybody who has a question. The second thing they're doing is there is an active discussion about moving a lot of town meetings to May, away from March to May. So could be reactionary. I don't know. I haven't looked into it. I don't have a position on that. I haven't done any study on that so far. But I can't even tell you why town meetings are held in March. I have no idea.
Did you
handle
2 months
out
of budget?
Well, no, okay. I have no idea. It probably had to do back in the day that I had to plow fields in April.
That's right.
March was, I couldn't quite get out there yet.
So thank you.
That's where we are at.
I only have one question. You said you talked to the CYA about keeping the area clear and the plowing and all that. So you talked to Rob about that?
Thank you for reminding me. Yes, so there are three different people that plow and shovel at CYAA. I just left there a few moments ago. They're not only going to plow and shovel, they're talking about now bringing a snow blower up just in case they can do some quick passes to keep that lane absolutely clear. I talked with Dennis yesterday. Dennis has said he's going to make some extra efforts for us to keep the roads clear so people driving back and forth to the polls. I even talked to Snap Dylan, who plows that particular piece of state road. He said he'll definitely try to make an extra pass right around 7:15, 7:30 as the poll workers are heading out at the end of the day. So those three groups are all kind of coordinated together to work, keep the roads clear as best we can.
Yep.
Polls open at 6.
Of course.
Right.
No, I'm just, that's just emphasizing.
Polls open at 6 and then they'll close at 7. Certainly. I'll be the guy with the snow on him. So. Any other questions I might answer for anyone? Excellent. Yep. Mr. Chairman, thank you for
very
your
time. Very good, Mr. Thing. Yes. Thank you for coming in and making us aware and the members of the audience. Thank you. Okay. So does anybody else have any agenda items they'd like to move around? Okay, we're going to go back to our posted agenda at the top of the page, and we're going to accept quarterly grants and donations in accordance with RSA 3195.
Congratulations.
See you, Reggie.
B, Roman numeral 3, number A. We're going to give it a minute, let this the crowd clear out a little bit. Thank you all for coming.
Thank you.
Mr. Yeah, just a minute. Yes, sir? Mr. Dan?
No, I didn't.
Donations on one, grants on the other.
Okay. Yeah.
The first one. Mr. Lauberty, would you read the grants for the fourth quarter of 2017?
Be happy to. 2010, fourth quarter, the 6th of October, State of New Hampshire, $6,000 for the hazard plan update and reimbursement. 24th of October from the State of New Hampshire, $34,292.03 highway block grant. For 1st of December is $679.26. It's the FD warm zone grant. I don't know what that is.
Nope.
And so those are the three grants. And
I would take a motion to accept the grant as read by Mr. Lauberty.
I so move to accept the grants for 2017 fourth quarter as published.
And a second on that, please, by Mr. Komisar. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay.
And the donations?
Donations. The 6th of November, Scott and Tammy Baker, $1,000 to the food pantry. The 15th of November, Cogswell Benevolent Trust, $2,500 for the food pantry. The 20th of November, Walmart, $2,500 to donation to welfare. The 21st of November, $100 from the American Legion to the food pantry. The 29th of November, David and Nancy Kelso, $100 to the food pantry. The 17th of December, George and Eileen Denoncourt, $250 to the food pantry. On the 19th of December, Thomas Allison, Crystal Seward, $50 welfare donation. The 20th of December, Michael Ryan and Robin Steiner, $50 to the food pantry. On the 21st of December, Lucinda Griswold, $100 for holiday assistance. On the 24th of December, Stephen and Sandra Schubert, $300 to the food pantry. On the 27th of December, an anonymous donation of cash is $115.50 to the swap shop. The 27th of December, Pine Ridge Lights donated $946, equally split between the food pantry and the welfare. And then the 28th of December, Dennis and Lisa Richards donated $50 to food assistance for a grand total of $8,061.50.
I call for a motion to accept the donations as presented by Mr. Lauberty.
I'll make that motion.
I'll second it. And I'd like to thank the people for their donations. It's greatly appreciated. This town helps this town.
Any other comments? With that said, I'll call for a vote. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Donations accepted. Thank you, Mark. Next up, we'll do our departmental reports. And as usual, Mr. Lewis, the Highway Department first, please.
Okay, in the month of February, we had 17 salt and sand runs, 5 plow of the storm. Patching was done as needed. There was a lot of patching to do from that warm weather, the heavy rains, then freeze, cold. It was a lot. Hauled sand to the stockpile, hauled stone to Tower Hill and Currier Road for mud issues. Mud this year on Tower Hill was fairly bad, much on the lower end of Courier Road was the worst it's ever been. So, still muddy on Couriers. The lower end, all the rest of the road's pretty good now, but the lower end of Courier is still soft. Graded on Courier, Tower Hill, Donovan, and Flint Roads. Posted the roads for mud season. That's about it.
Any questions for Mr. Lewis? None. It's been a trying season, Dennis, so.
Yeah, been a tough winter.
Do the best we can.
Tough winter or spring or whatever season it tends to want to be in on a given day.
And that one day of summer in February.
Yeah, we had one day of summer.
Thank you for your efforts on that.
Yeah.
Next up is the police department. Chief McGillan, please.
Good evening. Let me back it up. We got a new dispatch system, and this breakdown is still a little off. Still a work in progress, so we will get it streamlined and try to come up with a better report. I think this is including fire calls for the town. All of information is being stored over at Rockingham now. And when we enter the computer system here, we're actually entering the system over at Rockingham Dispatch to get these stats. So I think there's a few things that need to be changed and whatnot. And what the new system's doing is it's recording follow-up when we go to a call and we sign off. That's going onto the log. So you could have a burglary or a theft. We could go there three times. Each one of those is getting logged in as a call for service with the dispatch. Could be the same case. So that's why some of the numbers are up. Another reason the numbers are up, each house check used to be handwritten on a form and never documented until after the person came back from vacation. Now the officers are self-entering the information in the laptop on the spot when they go to someone's house for if they're on vacation, or property checks or business checks. We're checking businesses or the schools and whatnot, and they're recording that so we know date and time they were there. And that's so the numbers are going up on that. There's been no major criminal activity, which is a good thing to report. And we just did have good luck on an illegal dumping case up at the Hall Mountain parking area where someone dumped a pallet full of patio bricks and whatnot in 2x6s and odds and ends. And we found a packaging label on a piece of discarded cardboard with these bricks and whatnot, and backtracked it, and we have a suspect and whatnot, so. But if those are the type of cases, we'll take that and the other stuff. The cruiser that we bought from the Ford dealership is still up in Pembroke at the, just talked to the guys today, it's still backlogged, they're still waiting for parts, the new cruiser, so it's probably gonna be another week. These storms kind of put them behind the eight ball. And not having that much luck with the part-time officer hiring. We've done a few interviews. We've got a couple more in the works. So hopefully, maybe the next meeting we'll have better news on that. A lot of the guys are washing out. A lot of the guys that applied have found jobs in the interim. And a lot of departments are hurting. They can't find anybody. And a lot of the bigger departments, the neighboring departments, are hired. So it's just, there's a big draw out there, and there's not a lot of qualified guys. Yeah, town's in good shape.
Animal control. Nothing.
I've got one other person that may be interested in that we're looking at. I don't have an answer on that yet. Any other questions?
I do. Yeah, go ahead, Russ. Go ahead, Mr. Dan.
On that dumping.
Yes.
Now, if you find a person, find, F-I-N-D, is there a fine involved? Or what?
Yeah, potentially, yeah. It's a misdemeanor to dump stuff like that.
All right.
If we can prove that someone had the intent and we know who it was, then they would get charged.
Because I've been trying to, and not to discuss it tonight, but talk about a littering fine in the town of Candia to being posted or what have you, but that's another beyond. I'm just trying to figure out how we can punish these people that do some things. That's what.
Yeah, This one here, we had a good break in the case. And a lot of times, there's nothing, there's no leads, and there's no cameras, and there's no witnesses. We've got nothing to go on. And Dennis has been helpful because we called him up. And hey, Dennis, can you grab the items? And he does. And the town pays for it.
Right.
Or whatnot. You know, it takes time. But this one here, looks like we have someone that we can identify. And so we're still working this one. And I don't like people littering and dumping stuff around in any town. We'll see if we can get a penalty levied.
Chief, on this report.
Yes, sir.
Is this a report for the year?
I just noticed that on the bottom. That's year to date.
Year to date on the bottom?
Yeah, that's from January 1st till now.
Mine doesn't say that.
Yeah, it says date range, 1/1/18 to 2/20.
That isn't at the bottom. That's in the middle of the page.
Yeah.
So if I read this correctly, down here, two-thirds of the way down the page, it says MV stop. That must mean motor vehicle stop?
Yes.
We have 240 of them.
Correct.
And then it skips a line and it says zero, that must be dispatch, the second column?
Correct.
So none of that was dispatched. For a total of 240, and then it's 30.5. What's that mean?
Percentage of calls.
Increase or decrease?
Yeah, I don't know the
30.5 percentage of calls, so. Okay. And then it says average arrive 4.75, and average time at scene 5.84. Is that minutes?
Yes.
75 seconds? No. It would be 4 minutes and three quarters of a minute.
4 minutes and 45 seconds.
45 seconds. I got you. All right, I'm just trying to understand it.
Yeah, me too. It's a whole
and
new...
And then on the back, it's got here, we got tree down. So now I understand it. Four times we were dispatched for a tree down with a total of four times. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know if I like this, the way this breakdown is, but yeah.
I just needed a little help, that's all. Thank you.
No problem.
And the cruiser, the old cruiser.
Good call. Yeah, you have to get permission to dispose of it and advertise it and potentially on whatever website. I could talk to Mr. Murray because he did that with the other town vehicle. See what we can get for it and negotiate. I would like to negotiate with these people and try to get the best amount of money for the town.
So why don't, on that, that's a good idea. But instead of Mr. Murray, why don't you do that?
No problem, yeah.
So you can negotiate and deal with the people.
No, I meant what site he used, that's all I meant by that. I didn't mean he was a negotiator. I don't mind.
I think he did the last one. So.
Yeah, I did do the last one.
All right.
So, yeah.
Absolutely. Well, we'll take care of it.
That was sold, too.
Yeah. The old one.
I think get that out pretty quick.
So are you going to put it on there for a number?
Yeah. You guys have any idea? We had $2,500 we were offered from the dealer on it.
Yeah, trade-in.
Trade-in value, yeah.
Trade-in value, so.
Yeah. They're saying like 35 or 38. Or
sure. Whatever, yeah. Whatever the footboard says on that.
Yeah, start high and then you can negotiate.
Yeah, no, if the dealer's going to give you 25, then it's probably going to retail like it. Four, you know, so.
But I don't want to start
there.
Or, but
I mean,
the market will dictate, right? You know what I mean?
Right.
So you can.
I'll get on that.
All right. Well, yeah, you probably ought to wait till you get your car from Suncook. You said it's still
Pembroke? Yeah, but I want to set up an account or however I do that to get on that system.
Yeah, all right.
So
you
can't
be
that high.
The board all right with that, with the chief? Yeah, good.
Thank you.
Yeah. Anything else? Oh, I had a question on the part-time officers.
Yes.
Are you interviewing part-time officers that would already have their credentials or people that want to become a part-time police officer?
We've been both avenues. Both. We haven't had only like two people that were certified somewhere else.
And how many uncertified that might be interested in pursuing police work for a career?
We had quite a bit, but a lot of them got weeded out because they were from down in southern Mass and wherever else, and they had no experience. We put it out on that Indeed website. It was free for the town.
Oh, yeah.
We got a lot of people that were security guards and whatnot, no disrespect to, mm-hmm. to them, but I'm just saying a lot of guys that I think they just clicked a button on the internet on the, and they sent these resumes out, and we called a lot of them up, and they don't realize they're going to drive up to Candia for X amount of dollars on a Friday night from Boston or Quincy or whatnot.
So we have two part-timers now?
Two or three guys that we were looking at that sent in...
I mean that are
currently,
working.
Currently.
Sure. Three, I thought one got done.
We got Ken McCarron.
Kenny still. Yeah.
Right, Sean Santuccio, and then John Minicello.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you. I got nothing else for the chief. Anyone have anything for the chief? No. With that being said, we'll move on to the building department. Fire department. Mr. Dan, do you have a fire report?
I do. In February, there's regular truck and building maintenance, training on ice rescue, tactical rescue, and fire behavior, and EMS training. That is the highlights for February. Activity in emergency medical service, EMS, there is 16 and compared to 21 last period. Again, I'd like to say it is number of ones and ones and ones, but which would be nice if it was none, but we're there. Duty Sundays, 22. That's pretty standard that they've had. And storm duty on standby, 3. I think storm duties is... They've issued 3 fire permits. And training, combined operations, 11. CPR, 15. They keep themselves busy.
Any questions for Mr. Dan? With none, thank you for the report. Moving forward to the building department, Mr. Murray's in attendance this evening. Glad to give you a report, Mr. Murray.
Building department, February activity, issued 11 permits. Same code enforcement cases going on, nothing much happening. Yeah. 75 inspections performed, closed out 30 permits. Renewed 3. Numbers were up from last February, but maybe that was due to the nice weather we had in February compared to what we have right now. Maybe next month's report we'll work on that. I don't know. We'll see how it goes, but it definitely goes along with the weather. Revenues are up from last year still, so I'm happy. Plugging away.
Any questions for Mr. Nunn? With none. Thank you, Dave. We'll move on. Solid waste, Mr. Dan.
All right. Waste processed at the center during February was 81.48 tons. Revenues, and talk about revenues. These are commodities. Goes up and down like your copper or brass or what have you. But basically there's cardboard and mixed paper marketed that generated $581.75. But just to be aware, China has eliminated importing of some 20 different types of recyclables, and these were areas where the U.S. all markets were able to ship a lot of their product, but they're going through some restructuring over there, and with that in mind, they're trying to use some of their materials at home to, instead of bringing things in. But they don't have resources, renewable resources for paper and what have you. And if you've ever bought anything that's made in China or in the Orient, you look at that cardboard, they don't have, they have to buy that. So some of this is backing up right now, and NRRA has been looking at how, and they basically said it's just going to be, once they get their ducks in order over there, the gates are going to be opening again. And so it's one of these things that we've got to live with recyclables. But it costs more right now. We're not getting that much in return for paper, but if we shipped it out, it costs us $70 a ton to ship out. So we still want to recycle a book, and they're doing some stockpilings in different places waiting for things to change in China. Or the Orient at that point, let's put it that way. Because you've got all those countries are moving, and Vietnam is another one. So it's just be aware that recyclables go up and down.
Any questions for Mr. Dan? With none, we'll move on. Thank you. Any other departments have any reports? Mr. Kumasak?
Nope.
Anything we should know about the Moore Park as you're departing us?
The light, we'll have to go. We got the pole up.
Yep.
So when the weather gets good, we'll have to get Mark Hetzel to get the light up.
Okay. Oh, Mr. Murray?
I'll contact Mark. Did we encumber funds for that from last year's budget, or was there any to encumber? Or?
We had it. We did have it in the budget, and I did mention it to Donna. So I'm not sure. It's not going to be. It's not a big. Yeah. It's not going to be a big item. You know.
We didn't encumber it.
We did not this year. We will get the light up if we could possibly do that. It's time to put the light up. Okay. Thank you, Scott. With that, I guess that's it for our department reports for this evening, 1st of March. Next on the agenda is the board to reappoint Mrs. Ingrid Bird, Ron Howe, and Bob Preachin to the ZBA. And I have a letter here from Bob Preachin requesting for our consideration to reappoint them three people. So I would entertain a motion.
Yeah, I'd like to make a motion.
In this instance, we can do them all together, Mrs. Bird, Mr. Howe, and Bob himself.
I'll second.
So a motion was made by Mrs. Young, seconded by Mr. Lobberty, and all in favor?
Aye. I just quit. They've all wanted to be reappointed, right?
Yes.
No, the letter didn't state that, but I just assume.
They're all sitting members at this time.
Ask. The dates are just a point.
Okay. I'm just kidding. Okay. So the dates are wrong?
The dates are wrong on them. The dates are wrong when they expire.
Uh-oh.
So on your, I'll, just, on the I'll redo them. Yeah, I'll redo them and put them in.
Yeah, we'll get the certificates.
I'll put them
next,
in the folder.
Next. They'll be in the signed folder.
Yep.
Next up, we have a letter for Ellie Davison. She would like to renew her position on the Conservation Commission for another 3 years. And do I have a motion to reappoint?
I'll move.
Ellie. No. Susan seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
That's that.
Dress should be for that.
Mr. Lobberty, would you authorize, would you read payment of the manifest?
I will.
Please.
Payroll, the 8th of March, $15,251.47. The 15th of March, $14,715.92 payroll subtotal, $29,967.39. Accounts payable, 8th of March, $41,358.64, 15th of March, $40,434.71, accounts payable subtotal $81,793.35, grand total $111,760.74.
Mr. Dent, I move to accept the weekly payroll and accounts payable manifest as presented. Do I have a second?
Second.
Mr. Komisar, all in favor?
Aye.
All right. Thank you. One thing I have under regular business is last meeting we discussed, Mr. Lewis said that he had had a call from somebody looking to for a security bond. Was that you? Did we talk about that? Talked about that.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Yeah, they called here. We have received a security bond for 606.
66.
Vinton Street?
That's 66 Vinton Street was.
The shoe?
Yeah, 608 High Street.
608 High Street.
Yeah, that's a different. That's
no.
Yeah,
no, it's the right one.
Yeah. The subdivision is 608 High Street?
Correct, yes.
I thought it was on the Vinton Street.
No.
No, that was the name of the realty trust that
right,
it was in.
That held it.
You purchased it.
Yeah, I purchased it.
Well, the bond is still under Vinton Street, right?
It was the planning board accepted it under 66 Vinton.
Right, that's what I was trying to say.
Yeah, accepted the subdivision plan.
Okay,
which is fine.
You could come forward, please, so we can converse. I need to clear this up because I had this question last week. You're 608 High Street.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, my name is Bob Carrick, and we purchased the.
You purchased that from Vinton Street Realty.
Yes, sir.
Okay. The subdivision was approved under Vinton Street Realty.
Yes.
That's what it's listed under with the planning board. That's what the bond is listed under, the subdivision name, with DUB Construction.
DBU.
DBU, excuse me.
Yeah.
Okay. And that, it's good. It's secure. We're good with that. I just need to be clear who was who.
Right. Okay.
Okay. So did you have anything for us?
No, I just wanted to come down and, make myself available if you guys had any questions, introduce myself so you guys could, so we could put a face to the project.
Good. Do you have a card?
I do, yes.
Welcome to Candia.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it. We're excited to be here. And, we're looking forward to this project, and I hope you guys are too.
So his contractor has secured a bond. We have it.
How many homes?
1 year, 9-lot subdivision, correct?
Yes, sir.
I'll take one of them, please. Yeah, and you may want to give one of them to our building inspector, Mr. Murray,
yeah,
and highway agent, Mr. Murray. Mr. Lewis, please.
There you go, Mark.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Dennis, how you doing?
Good.
Yep. How you doing?
Dave,
He'll be your new best friend.
The police chief.
And tonight, I don't know if this is the right spot for it, but I brought a check for the construction monitoring made out to the town of Canada.
That would have to go to the land use office, and Mr. Murray, would you bring that to Andrea in the morning?
So absolutely.
You could pass that. That's like $14,700 and something.
Yes.
Yeah.
$14,127
something.
Thank you.
Yes. I made it up to, I had him do a certified check.
Very good.
Okay, so at this point, we can do a pre-construction.
I guess you need your contractor needs to schedule with highway agent and Stan Tech and have a
do a pre-con
meeting and move forward. Yeah, and your bond is secure for a year, and we will let you know, or let your contractor know when the year's up.
Okay.
Renew the bond.
Yeah.
Hopefully not.
Yeah, hopefully not.
I'm hoping to get it to the escrow point, probably by the beginning of the summer.
Yeah, very good. Good luck with that whole thing.
Thank you.
Okay. That's what I had under new business. Anybody else have anything on the other business or the new business?
I did.
Yes, Mrs.
I just wanted to, and you might be addressing this later, I just want to thank Scott, and I don't want to get emotional here, but it's been a pleasure.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you for all your assistance and what you've done for the town of Candia. Thank you.
Good news is we know where you live.
That's right.
We know you're around. We need you. I actually have one thing. Do we have an update on the roof? I know we were doing some research on that.
We were waiting until the election to see if the budget was approved, number one.
Right, okay.
And then Mr. Murray was going to just check the numbers and see if what they quoted was
okay.
What they did, right? Did you do that, Dave? And when we get done after the election and the budget, we will meet with Dave on the next departmental reports and see where he's at, and he'll bring a recommendation, I guess.
Outstanding.
Yep. There was three in the middle there that were.
Yeah.
Mr. Lewis?
Did we close the public hearing for the grants and stuff? I just wanted to make sure we do that.
Oh, I don't know if we opened the public hearing, but.
Well, you did. You said you were having a public hearing.
Okay. I think it was closed.
Maybe not.
It was closed now.
Sometimes you say left open, man. Stay open forever.
We're waiting for more money that we can accept.
With that being said, I would entertain a motion to close the public hearing to accept the quarterly donations.
I'll make that motion.
Somebody second that?
I'll second.
Is this about the grants?
Nothing to do with it.
Well, let's close this.
All right, so let's do that.
Get this done, and then we'll acknowledge the chief. Yeah. So all in favor?
All right. He was being insistent. That's why.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
All right, and Mr. Hall had his hand up.
For the chief, before you close the meeting, he was raising his hand. I thought he had something to say.
He does.
Business at the end, no rush.
Okay, chief, if you'd like to speak.
no problem. No, just letting everybody know, they got a blood drive. Red Cross has a blood drive Saturday at the school from 9 to 2. Red Cross Month, so I'm in a critical need. All right. That's it.
Thank you. Anything else come before the board?
See you all tomorrow.
I'll entertain a motion.
You're all set down for tomorrow?
With that, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn at 7:43.
I so move to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.